It's a new year and it's time to catch up with an old mate, Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. Happy New Year to you, Weeksy.
Yeah, happy New Year. Happy Christmas to everybody as well. And sadly, we're going to back up for another 40 weeks of punishing you all every Tuesday morning, talking a little bit of rugby, but it's a really exciting year for the game that we'll more reflect on next week as we get stuck into it.
Well, let's start with the grassroots level of rugby that we love so much.
Yeah, it's what it's all about, isn't it? And of course, if you want to become a coach, you want to become a player, easy to do, just go through australia.rugby online or go through the experience, which is the app, better known as Rugby Explorer. Also, you can get in touch with our development officer. It's got a new development officer that takes in the area between about Musselbrook and the border, and that is Paddy Bowen. He's the coach of the New South Wales Country Cronullas, and he'll be part of the coaching experience next week as they play Sydney in the curtain raiser between the Waratahs and also the Brumbies down there in Barrel. But we'll talk more about that next week. You can give him a call on 0405 743 455, or send him an email at patrick.bowen@nsw.rugby. And of course, our development officer, Brent Dale. His email address is brent.dale@nsw.rugby, and his number is 0423 384 931. If you want to get into coaching, you want to get into playing, you want to do something when it comes to rugby in 2022, get into it and get into it often.
Weeksy, this time of year we'd be looking to play a little cricket on the beach, but there's some rugby going on.
Yeah, of course, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, beach rugby is going to be what it's all about. And also Wednesday with Australia Day, you've got the classic Wallabies and some of the personalities heading to Nobby's Beach as well in Newcastle. You can find out more through beachrugbyaustralia.com.au. But it's a fantastic version of the game. A lot of the Newcastle clubs enter on Saturday and Sunday just to tune in their season, get into some pre-season. I know that Singleton certainly had a bit of fun when it comes to their pre-season, and all the other clubs we'll talk about in the fullness of time. But yeah, fantastic times. It's a really good time to get down there and have a look at it. And again, the likes of Lottie Dakiri should be there next Wednesday to play in the Classics game or the Personalities game. So that'll be at Nobby's on Saturday and Sunday this week, and also next Wednesday for Australia Day. Find out more through beachrugbyaustralia.com.au.
And there's a Ladies' Day not too far away.
Yeah, next Sunday the 30th, of course. If you want to find out more, get in touch with Brent Dale. Great to see that Marcelin will be hosting it in Maitland, and that'll start fairly early on at about 9 o'clock. So girls from sixes and eights all the way through to the seniors can be part of that experience. Of course, we've got plenty of personalities that are turning up for that, including Emily Robinson and also, of course, the young lass of Katrina Barker, both Bill Corp Wallaroos. Hopefully they'll be part of the Wallaroos next month when they go for their Four Nations tournament in Newcastle. Part of that as well, of course, the skill sessions, passing and kicking competitions. The Hunter Wildfires will be playing there, of course, in the lead-up to the Jack Scott Cup later this year. Meeting those players, of course, registrations can be done there as well. And also there's a free food and also soft drink. So that's next Sunday, and that'll be at the home of the Maitland Blacks out at our lawn. So great to see. You can find out more through their website, maitlandrugbyclub.com.au. And also their warmest congratulations goes to the Blacks. They've just purchased in the last couple of months the Marcellin facility of the Catholic Church. So there's great scope for them to add more rugby fields or a motel or something, and they'll fight hard to get country championships and the like.
Mate, the off-season is here at the moment in the Southern Hemisphere, but rugby is in its full-throated middle of its full season in Europe. What's the latest?
Yeah, fascinating to see that some of the teams may not be going to France from England and also the United Rugby Championship to play in round three of the European Cup this weekend. It'll be on BN, which is on pay TV 515. And so we'll get a few guides when it comes to that. But as we said before last year, there's plenty of Aussies playing in it. And one of those things we'll talk about next week is there really need for the ghetto law to be reduced or stopped completely? So that's going to be the fascinating thing moving forward with that. But there's been some fantastic rugby in it. But the virus has well and truly been on the rampage around Europe, which has really hurt everything around the process. Some of the Premier League games, of course, have been cancelled as well. So, yeah, interesting times. Also, interesting to see Israel Folau come back and played with the NTT Shiny Arcs in the new top rugby league, or top Japanese rugby league competition one. Plenty of players that are part of that, and that's where all our players from the Shoot Shield and Hospitals Cup are going, as well as players who just can't, not getting paid enough in Super Rugby. So that's on stand as well, with two games every week. It was interesting to see Quade Cooper and Will Guinea playing in the Division 2 and really carving up. So that competition will get bigger and bigger and bigger. We've been talking about it for 3 or 4 years after the Japanese have hosted the World Cup, and now they've finally got it happening. So fascinating. The game is fantastic to watch, because they're starting to get the best players in the world playing in that tournament because they're getting paid.
Well, as always, plenty to find out about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wickson. He'll join us again next Tuesday. Thanks, mate.
Thanks very much, Bear.